I would like to ask that in the beginning of Surah Al-Zuha, Layli Iza Saja, Ma Wadda'a Rabbuka Wa Ma Khala, and the later part it says, Amma Al-Yateema Fala Taqhar, Amma Al-Saila Fala Taqhar, Amma Al-Nimati Rabbika Fadi. Would you kindly enlighten us about this subject? It's totally different. What relations we have?
Now you better read it in Tafsir Kabir. That part has been dealt with. And the fact is, it's a long exposition. The central point for you to be understood is this, for you to understand is this, that this is, in this case, lafo nashar murattab is involved, has been employed. Lafo nashar murattab means that those words which are mentioned in a certain order, they apply to the following group of words in the same order. So the whole of this surah is a beautiful example, illustration of employment of this technique, lafzu nashr murattab. If three words are used in a certain order about a certain situation, the following three would tally with them in the same order. That is all that I can say at present. So you apply your mind to it and try to find out the meaning and the connection. Then you will enjoy it much more. But if you still can't solve the riddle or decipher the meaning, then you better refer to Tafsir Kabir.
In Asian countries, beggars are so much, and in this country there is none.
But it has nothing to do with that. Amma Saila Fala Tanhar is, I now understand your problem, is misunderstood by you. Sahil, you are a Sahil. You are not a beggar, are you?
No.
Saala means questioned, put a question. So, the word beggar is not used. The word sahil is used. Sahil is the one who inquires about a thing. Anything in the world. Any inquirer. So, whatever you have been understanding from this verse has been wrong. This is why it put you into problems, I mean difficulty.